This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We are live at Dallas Cowboys Camp in Oxnard. Carter has already told me, don't F this up, and I think that is very fair. If you want to get involved in the conversation, 877-881-1053, Frankel & Frankel, injury attorney, text line. Want to thank very much. We'll be thanking people all day, mostly Corey. But also want to thank Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey, Best Buy Windows and Siding, and Guardian Caps for all being our main sponsors, presenting sponsors, if you will, to get us to training camp. Mike's not here today. He's on Rangers duty. He will be back in the Dallas studio tomorrow. He is not with us in Oxnard, so we will be zooming with him throughout the next week and
good
a half
for us,
or so.
Man, that's awesome that we get to do that. Look at what technology's given us, man. If it wasn't for COVID, we would never have these opportunities. Is what you're saying?
Did these companies not exist before?
They weren't important then, you know.
Okay.
And now they're more important because everybody's like, look, it's just so much easier to access people in the world. And that's really what we want.
I'm really curious what the Zoom stock has looked like over, like, let's say, the last 5 years. Because surely it like went up to a crazy degree, and I don't know this for a fact, but I would argue it's probably dipped.
Well, Kevin,
considerably since then.
I have an app, yes. Wow. Over a 3-month period, it's dipped recently.
Okay.
Yes. Year to date, it's gone far down. 5-year period, it spiked in 20 and 2021. So it spiked.
That makes sense.
It spiked in that time. Their stock went crazy.
Right.
And so now it's back down to where it was before.
From the 806, poor Mike must be heartbroken about not being at camp. I trust that that is the case.
From the one like Moho on the Twitch, he said they said that it's going to be 100% dedicated to Mark Cuban and the Mavs. And then AMA12O said pretty sure they're going to focus on Stars offseason. So what are your thoughts on that, Kevin?
No, I'm probably going to go Cowboys.
It's baseball football time, man. We are in the middle of baseball football rocking on. So
let me start out with this real quick then. I'm serious. I swear I'm not doing a bit. The feedback that we get on Cowboys Talk this year, it's different year over year over year, but this year, you get it in the same exact segment. Like, I see it the same way that you do, Corey, and I really need people to help us out on the Twitch, on the YouTube, on the fan text. Are you more interested in hearing what could be conceived as good Cowboys news or bad Cowboys news? Because in the middle of the exact same segment, we will get, why are you idiots trying to pump up the Cowboys again? You know they're not going to be any good. And then you'll get another person saying, God, you guys are so negative. This team is going to be better than you think. And like, I really want to know, is it diehard Cowboys fans who are, I guess, maybe upset,
mm-hmm.
but they want to believe? Or is it diehard Cowboys fans who are upset and they want you to bash the team until you see something like in the playoffs? Or is it people who are like, every year is a new year, don't care about last year, this is our year, blah, blah. I'm really
buy into us, yeah.
I'm really interested in the breakdown, because it seems like anytime we talk Cowboys, hopefully people are listening, but people on either side get very upset.
All right. Well, as soon as those texts start to come in, because I'm starting to see some come in, Kevin, they're asking if you're going to wear your Steelers gear out here, since Mike's not here to wear his Chiefs gear, and you're a huge Steelers fan.
Man, he would, wouldn't he?
Yeah. And from the 817, God, it feels so good to have the Cowboys dominating segments, good or bad, didn't matter.
Okay.
Just give me more, please.
All right.
And so that's, you know, listen, man, we are a show of the Tolos, and we always have been. We also talk about what we want to talk about, because we say what we, we do things. So, let's get after some of these conversations, because Kevin, there are things. I just got a message from a friend. He's like, Ryan Flournoy, I care about him. I picked him up in a dynasty league.
Yeah, and some people think he'll be in the mix for wide receiver number three, obviously.
Yeah, so like that's one of those, hey, let's keep an eye on some of these younger players. What are they going to be doing out here that's going to set up for maybe something good this season, even if you think that they might be in that kind of mediocre standing at the moment?
From the 817, and I think this is fair. I just want the Cowboys news without the sarcastic undertones. Like, clearly I get what that is alluding to. So we will present the news, good, bad, whatever.
That sounds good.
Hopefully without the sarcastic undertones.
Look, man, we're a sarcastic show. We always have been.
I think they mean additional sarcastic tones.
You're sarcastic. We'll be a little sarcastic about things. That's the yeah, Mike's famous. So.
All right. Well, let me throw out some options for you to start out then.
I love options.
And, Corey, I definitely want to know from you, but I also want to hear from the people, okay? Dallas Cowboys storylines, care or don't care, all right? The return of Ezekiel Elliott, care or don't care?
Well, I mean, I do care because he's your starting running back right now.
Ooh, we'll get to that in a second.
I mean, if you look at the depth chart, there's about nine running backs.
Yes, we do have a lot
and
of
you,
running backs.
And you don't feel like any of them are real legitimate number one guys, but can you have a Dak Prescott run offense where he doesn't need a number one guy? He just needs, you know, somebody who can pick up these blocks, somebody who can get the tough yards when they need to get the tough yards. You don't necessarily have to be a team that hands it to the running back on first down all the time if Dak Prescott is the kind of quarterback that can command the type of money that is expected this offseason. So, yeah, Zeke being here is one of those things where I'm like, all right, he's your starter. Is that changes the landscape of the way Mike McCarthy calls this offense. So I have to care about it just enough. The other thing, too, is, I mean, we talked with Mickey every week last week.
Right.
Or last year. And what would he bring up frequently if they missed on short yardage?
Were you there?
No, well, he wouldn't say that.
Oh, okay.
He would say, hey, by the way, I do have an awesome picture of Mickey to post this year every time we have him on the show, thanks to Carter Freeman. He's on a horse. The other thing, though, is every time they would fail in those situations, Mickey would bring up, look, you didn't have Zeke, who he excels in those moments, the short yardage.
Yeah, and I would make a strong argument. He used to excel in those, and now he's closer to the mean than people think. A lot of early votes right here are they don't care about Zeke's return individually, but you made reference to it. My next question was going to be Dallas Cowboys care or don't care. Who the hell is running back one? Because I know you said it's going to be Zeke. I'm curious if that's the way it's going to stay. I'm curious what kind of moves the Cowboys might still have up their sleeve in the next month or so. Because as you pointed out, there's a whole bunch of people here. But it feels like a whole bunch of people who you're like, yeah, okay, he could be the second or third back.
Yeah. I don't have a name that excites me as a number one. So is Camp going to be a decider on that? I don't know that.
I think it. Is it weird if I tell you I think it is, but not what happens at this camp? I think it's what happens at other camps, and if they move on from people. And no, I cannot confirm if Mike is at Jags or Chiefs camp. I do not believe that is the case.
That is what I was told.
I was told that is not the case.
He was making a run around on both of them this year.
I don't know that to be the case, but I honestly think something that happens in another camp is maybe going to give you the answers.
That's
for
an
Cowboys
interesting.
Running back one.
That's an interesting thought because that's one of the things the Cowboys look forward to is cuts. That's another part of their free agency.
Yeah.
So that is something that they look forward to for sure. So I'm interested to see that too. But man, Kevin, it could be a situation too where based on the opponent, if you have the right running back for that game, hey, look, we need a faster guy in this game.
Yeah.
We need a stronger guy in this game. We need somebody who can get tough yards. They may go with hot hand. They may just go whoever's hot. Or they may just be like, look, we're throwing the ball this year. We're turning Dak and Aaron Rodgers, live or die. We'll see how it goes.
I see a lot of people don't care about running back one either. However, this is my favorite text maybe so far. I couldn't care less about the Cowboy segments. I'm just waiting for Battle of the Beast to get this bankroll going back up. That is a great
If we do Battle of the Beast
point.
Out here, we're going to destroy all the equipment that DJ's set up out here.
Oh,
so, man. Because I have to hit the table. That's just part of it.
All right. Care or don't care, Trey Lance?
I care.
Now, you can... Why?
Because I want to see what he... I haven't seen anything out of this guy.
I understand.
Kevin, this goes back to when he was drafted. I didn't see enough out of him when he was before he was drafted.
Sure. Neither did 49ers.
Since he has played, I have not seen enough out of him. I have no clue what this guy is.
Right.
I have zero clue. So I do care because I want to know, the commodity, is it tradable? Is it something that you can say that's an asset to us? So, yeah, I absolutely do care about Trey Lance and where he stands in this whole thing.
I still continue to wonder. I know everyone will say the right thing, and they're clearly not going to come out and say it like this, but I do wonder if the Cowboys are like, all right, if Dak weren't going to be here, that's a $40 million hit on the cap. But if we gave Trey Lance that, like, old, you know, go back just a little bit, Jordan Love contract, not the one he wants to get now, maybe that would work and still fit in at a reasonable cap number. I have no idea if that is what they're thinking, but I feel like if you're examining all possible outcomes, that would at least cross your mind. Clearly, you would take a step back, maybe a huge step back.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right, care or don't care? And I've already seen people ahead of time say that they don't care about this. All the contract things, because you know that's how it's going to go. When we have Jerry on for, well, when Jerry's on for the presser, he's going to get asked a plethora of questions about CeeDee Lamb, Micah Parsons, Dak Prescott, like again and again and again. And I think you're going to get a lot of answers of, well, you know, there's only a certain amount of pie, but then when eventually the deals get signed, it's the greatest thing ever.
CeeDee Lamb is slated to be fined $40,000 for every day that he misses camp.
That's a lot.
I think. The qualifier in that, Kevin, the little note that's the catch for you, he's still on his rookie contract, which means they can bypass all of that because he's still on his rookie contract.
Oh, really?
Yes. So he can stay out as long as he wants, and the Cowboys can go, you know what? We're good because he's still on his rookie contract. So I don't care because this – Mike kind of laid this out, and I think, man, more and more, he might be right. This is just to keep headlines rolling. This is a thing that you're just like, look, man, we'll eventually get this deal done.
Yeah.
And it's going to be for the price that, you know, you guys think you deserve. It's going to get done. But whenever you see that, there's no real pressure on it because both sides, the agent and the ownership, know exactly what they're doing here.
I want to read this text and try to set expectations. From the 682, sell the team, fire Jerry, can't wait for these changes this season, rooting for failure for a team reset. Now, if you mean a team reset in terms of the roster, I think there's a possibility you get that. If you're talking about a front office reset, it's not going to happen. My recommendation would be put it in a compartment and lock the door and just don't let it get out again because it's going to drive you insane. I don't care if the Cowboys go 0-17 and lose every game by 42 points. That's not going to change anything with the ownership group. You need to put that out of your mind. It's not going to happen.
And from the 469, contract holdouts are upsetting because holding out for more money and then you're not good, it's frustrating for a blue-collar guy. Kevin, I've taken the stance
Okay, tell me.
With Dak in his last contract, look, man, the company has a lot more money than you.
Sure.
And they're going to try and squeeze all the work out of you for the short period of time that they have you. This is not just in football. This is in every other business as an employee yeah. out there. I'm rooting for employees, man. You go out there and you try and get every nickel you can out of the company, show them why you're valuable, be valuable to them, and then show them, hey, this is why I deserve this money, and then continue to do the quality of work that you did to get that money as well. But I'm never rooting against a player that's asking for more money, whether it be millions or $20,000 more. I'm rooting for the employee to try and get theirs from the company. Now, you, on the other hand, you're a big-time company guy. I know that about
no,
you.
No.
But I'm rooting for every player to get something out of the billionaire owners.
No. I could see how it would come off as I'm a company guy. I want the Cowboys to win, and I want everyone to take less money to make it happen because we don't have a competent enough front office to win when all things are level. It's unfortunate that the incompetence of the front office affects the players like this. That's not fair. But we're not good at putting together a team that could win in the playoffs. That has been proven time and time and time again. And unfortunately, that trickles down out to the players, because I think in my mind, the only way we can win is if all you take discounts. But if you're the player, why the hell would you take a discount?
The one thing on the front of contracts that I do get concerned about, though, is a lot of people are like, well, it's down the road. I'm not going to have him for the next 4 years, or what's about next year? I am really focused on this year. And, like, how are those contracts going to affect their play this year, their status this year, McCarthy's situation? How does he change that from being the lame duck coach
right.
to being we turn this into a success story.
Right.
The guys rallied around me, and now I got a job back, and I'm here for a while because we were good this year, better than anybody anticipated. And now the Joneses are looking at it going, we got a team. Let's go after something. Let's go make some additions to make this an even better team. So those kind of things, I'm not worried about the next 3 or 4 years down the road. I want to focus on this year. But I understand, Kevin, when you're budgeting, when you're counting, you got to start thinking about those things.
Yeah, and the numbers in my checkbook don't talk back to me. Yes, I still have a checkbook. They're not like, hey, that's not fair. Why are you wasting money over here? And so that is the genius of just dealing with a checkbook versus humans. I understand why all of these Cowboys players would be like, and what are you going to do with that discount money I give you? What is your track record to show me that you're going to succeed? All right, I'll tell you what. I have more of these Cowboys training camp care or don't care. Do you want us to put it off till tomorrow? Do you want us to continue it next? Corey, you get to make the decision. And for this one person who said, I'm thinking about taking a random flight to Oxnard from the 682.
Do it.
Pick a specific flight to Oxnard.
What do you mean? Just a random one. Why a specific one?
Because when are you getting here?
Well, it doesn't matter. You're here. Once you get here, you're here.
What if you don't get here for a month? Camp's over.
Oh, yeah. Well, pick one for like the next couple weeks. Yes,
okay.
Is what you're
I
saying.
Agree with
I got
that.
You. Okay.
All right, Corey. Do you want more Cowboys care, don't care next, or hold it till tomorrow?
Let's hold it till tomorrow.
All right. Coming up next, more Cowboys, but different. It is different. That was a real choice, I promise. Predicting the key individual defensive stats for these Cowboys in 2024. Let's do it next, live from Oxnard on 105 Through the Fan.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number
one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Here's pressure and down he goes again. Demarcus Lawrence has got another third of the night.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. Remember, you can check us out on Twitch, on the YouTube, courtesy of the Fan Cam, which is brought to you by Uber One. And new members enjoy 3 months free at joinuberone.com. Also, I appreciate all of the feedback that we got in the first segment. Now, we're going to talk some more Cowboys here. I want to let people know, though, our show is not going to really change while we're here. We're picking up some additional Cowboys elements because we're getting closer to the season. But we're still going to talk about a lot of stuff with the Rangers in about 20 minutes. We're going to catch up with Jared Sandler. We've got fun stuff planned as well. So it's going to be a lot of stuff that we, you know, our usual kind of show. But I appreciate this from the 214. Y'all make every day better when y'all are on the radio. Seriously, sometimes you get less positive comments. Sometimes you get a lot less positive comments. And so I really appreciate stuff like that. And then somebody said, hearing you guys out at Oxnard, it already sounds like it's WrestleMania. Now, obviously, that speaks to me, brother, and I like it.
I have no clue what that means.
You know what WrestleMania is.
WrestleFest is what it's called, I think. But, Kevin, here's the thing. I'm already tired of you trying to explain yourself to our audience.
Oh,
look, man,
gosh.
We are here doing our thing. Don't bend the knee to people that don't want to be here for it, man. Sit there bending the knee.
Here's the problem.
God.
Here's the problem. Jess had never seen Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
And so we just rewatched the whole show. And if you don't bend the knee, you get killed. And so I think I still.
You don't want to die right now?
Kind of might All be right. in that mindset.
I got you, man. I've been watching The House of Dragon. I'm right there in the mix on it right now.
I'm two episodes behind. I need to catch up on that. All right.
Been good.
So Jordan Lewis said something talking about Mike Zimmer, Trayvon Diggs, the Cowboys defensively. And he just talked about, you know, the reasons why he would be back. And he goes, look, I want to be a focal point of the defense, understand that I can make some plays in the defense. I'm home. Dallas is home to my family, my kids, and so it was a no-brainer. And so, first of all, you just love hearing that level of it. And so he talked about the return of Trayvon Diggs, and he's like, oh, man, I'm so excited to see Trayvon Diggs. And I always think that's the sign of a really great player. You know, like they're putting out the NFL top 100 poll right now, 10 by 10. When you see how much players love particular other players, you're like, man, that's when you've hit it, right? Because people are like, I want to see Tyreek Hill. I want to see Trayvon Diggs. And I just think that's really cool, right?
Yeah,
there.
Well, I mean, like I'm watching receiver, and I'll probably talk about that until I'm done with it.
Okay.
And it's interesting to see these guys play against, like, there's an episode of Justin Jefferson playing against the Raiders. And so he's going to play Devontae Adams on the other side. And Justin Jefferson's watching film of Devontae Adams, watching how he goes slow and then bursts into his route, and watching how he does cross routes, watching what he does so well. And then on the other side, Devontae Adams is doing the same thing. He's watching Justin Jefferson, and he's just like, this kid's amazing. I don't think I've ever seen him drop a football. And so I think it's – I love when these guys are like football nerds about their own league. And they you know, they – like Dez played – Madden all the time. He knew who all the good players were. These guys play Madden all the time. They know who all the good players are, and they're interested in it. And so whenever you're a teammate of a guy like that, you are excited for them to be on the field, for them to be out there, because it's a little bit different, not only for your job, but it's a little bit different for the entire team when that's not happening. Now, my excitement for that is whenever it comes to having Trayvon Diggs and Bland on the field at the same time. Now, is that two cornerbacks that are going to be as risky as they were?
Yes.
In a Dan Quinn defense, or are they going to be a little more conservative with it?
You can't take that instinct out of them all the way,
no,
right?
No, you can't. And hopefully you're going through your film each week well enough to know these are the moments you can do that. And then on the other front, hopefully with the Mike Zimmer defensive front, your front seven, you're getting enough pressure where it does allow for them to be that kind of team as well, but you're also able to stop the run. Not get beat up. Jordan Lewis is a dude, Kevin, that I like him for his toughness. I like what he does inside. It's a difficult spot to play. I admire it. I just need him to be healthy this year.
Yeah.
And I think that trio can be a lot of fun to watch whenever we're on the defensive side of the ball. A lot of people are kind of concerned about not having Quinn's style. It was an exciting thing, right? You knew you were going to get turnovers. You knew you were going to get some exceptional plays that happened, and it was going to be a fun defense. With Zimmer, it's a little bit different. I am hoping to see some of those flash defensive plays from those cornerbacks again.
Okay, let's start with the quarterbacks. The cornerbacks then. Over under number of interceptions for Deron Bland this season.
I think if you said three, I would take the over on three.
What if I said 3.5?
I would take the over on 3.5.
But what if I said 4?
Four, like essentially.
I just want to make sure, because sometimes you and Mike engage in nonsense.
So I was gonna say 5.
Okay.
5's a big number though. 5's a very big number, especially. But if you have Diggs on the other side, now a quarterback has to start deciding. Where am I going to go to? Like, which one of these guys do I not want to get intercepted by? So I was going to say 5, but I'll stick with you set it at 3.5, and I'll be over.
Over-under is 4.5 for Deron Bland. That is actually the highest of any defensive back going into the season.
Oh, wow. Well, and they're suggesting that he is a little more of a guy
that'll do that. I mean, he had 9 interceptions last year.
How many for touchdowns? Something 5 or 6?
I believe it was 5.
It was awesome last year, man.
All right, so at 4.5, still take over?
Yeah, I'll take that. But, I mean, again, that's a tough thing to turn around. It is.
Trayvon Diggs, over-under?
48.
3.5.
Oh.
3.5.
3.5?
Interceptions. Now, here's the interesting thing about that number. Clearly, I think we all realize that he was hurt last year. But he has been in the NFL for 4 seasons. He's had more than 3 interceptions 1 time. Now, that one time, he had 11 interceptions.
Seems like a lot.
It does seem like a lot. The rest of his career, he has 7 interceptions. He had 3 on either side of the 11. And the last year, when he got hurt, he had 1 interception. But, man, it looked like he had made massive progress in his all-around coverage game last year. I know it was a short sample, but I stand by that. He was phenomenal before he got hurt.
He was more Richard Sherman than I had seen before. And that was something that, like, because there were plays where Richard Sherman would go up and he would just punch the ball down. You know, I don't have to get an interception here in this end zone. I just need to make sure this dude does not get the ball. And, I mean, his size and speed, you know, his recovery speed for one, but his size allows him to be a blanket, man. It really does. And in a blanket that can be off for just a little bit and then be all over here and, like, where'd that come from? So, yeah, man, I think I saw a tweet from him, maybe it was a couple of weeks ago, and it was like, me and my brother got 30 interceptions. What are you going to do about that? And
okay.
I think it was 28. I think I went and counted. And it may have been 28. Maybe I was wrong about that. But even still,
it's a lot.
You're a quarterback dropping back, and you're looking, and you're going, crap, those dudes love to catch the football.
Right.
And I throw a very catchable football. So this might be bad for me.
All right. Do you want to switch over to the defensive line? Or I guess move forward.
Defensive line sounds fine.
Over under number of sacks for Tank.
Two and a half.
Okay, this one is tricky, and maybe I've set the number too high. I put it at 4.5. He had 4 last year, 6 the year before, 3, 6.5. So he rotates around that, and I realize the bigger impact that he's going to make is in terms of pressures and run stop. I understand that. This is just an easier to quantify number. All right, so at 4.5, you're taking the under.
Yeah, I want to know his responsibilities in a Mike Zimmer defense.
Sure.
And if it's what his responsibilities have been for the last few years, Kevin, it's going to be more of what he does stopping the run.
All right. I will look into that and see what I can find out.
Okay.
Who's all right. Out, man?
That quote is going to haunt him for a long time.
And the other thing, too, Kevin, is how much faith do you have on the guys next to him? Mozzie Smith and Osa. I love Osa. I think he's I told you, the most underrated dude on the team.
Yeah.
But
do you also think he's the most overrated? Like they did to Dak?
No. But when it comes to that, like, making sure that you can't double team that dude out there is important. Making sure that you can't double team Micah is important. They're going to have to try to do it. But if you're pushing up the middle, man, that's where you make those guys on the edge better. And that's what they need to be able to do.
All right. Who do you think were the – this is going to include Micah, but we're going to expand it beyond that. Who do you think were the top 4 over-under sack predictions for the season? Like, which 4 players are predicted to have the most sacks for the season?
Well, obviously Micah is predicted to have.
If you didn't say Micah, I would be disappointed, since I said this includes Micah, so good job.
Yeah, obviously Micah. I would say maybe Osa is next.
No. Across the NFL.
Oh, across the NFL.
Across
Miles
the
NFL. Garrett.
I was about to say, you are terrible at this game. No, across the
Miles
NFL.
Miles Garrett. Okay. Bosa. And I'm going to say Nick Bosa, not Joey Bosa.
Okay.
Joey Bosa. Nick Bosa.
Nick.
Then I'm going to say Watt.
TJ Watt.
Well, not JJ.
He's retired for now.
For now.
He looks buff as hell. Mm-hmm. So you got 3 of the 4 right
that
are all tied at the top of the heap. Bosa's not in the mix. It's Watt, Garrett, Parsons, and Max Crosby.
Oh, yeah, Max is good, man. And with Antonio Pierce as that head coach, you know, they say they are reliving again. They just can't talk about their training camp.
True. To the local media, that is a really weird thing. If you missed it, we talked about it a couple weeks ago.
It is weird.
All right. Mike Parsons, over under number of sacks that you believe he will get this season?
Over under number of sacks, 11.
Okay.
I think he can do it again. I think he can.
He's been pretty consistently at 13.
And, you know, 13, I think he really wants to add a 12th, 13th. I think he really wants that. But, Kevin, what we learned last year is people ran at him and said, this is how we keep you from getting sacks. We run the football at your face, and you get pushed around by a linebacker or a fullback and an offensive lineman, and that running back runs by you. So with that knowledge, with that understanding, do teams continue to do that and say, this is how we're going to keep Micah from getting after our guy? So that could reduce it a little bit, but he's going to get his numbers.
I don't think it will surprise you to know, especially given the stats for each season of his career thus far, the over-under on Micah sacks is set at 13.5. So he's in that same cluster with Crosby, Garrett, and TJ Watt. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live, I think, in Oxnard for Dallas Cowboys training camp. Coming up next, let's talk about those Texas Rangers. The winning streak extended to 4. The offense shows out late. We'll get into it next right here on The Fan.
And here a swing and a line drive into center. Robert coming on, but it falls for the base hit. Adolis around third. Here comes the throw. He scores standing up. Lowe now moves to second as the ball gets away from Robinson, and the Rangers take a 3-2 lead.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live in Oxnard for Dallas Cowboys training camp. By the way, I don't know, they'll probably be up shortly. We've already filmed some of our confessional videos brought to you Best Buy Windows and Siding. And Corey said one of them was essentially like a pregame And the other one was the real introductory to camp video. So
yeah.
I'm looking forward to how we decide to divide that up.
Check out the Instagrams and the Twitters and the Facebooks and the Snapchats and all the social medias that we have. We have Snapchat, Carter? Yes? No? Working on Snapchat so that we can...
In the meanwhile, can we give people your personal Snapchat?
Yeah,
and they can just chat with you back and forth.
He doesn't know what his personal Snapchat is.
Yeah,
he's like, I don't want all that.
All right. We talked about...
He'll be overwhelmed with suggestions.
We talked about the Ranger... we talked about the Cowboys in the first couple of segments. Let's talk about those Texas Rangers. They win again. Don't worry about the fact that Chicago's lost 10 in a row. They win again. That's three straight over the White Sox, four straight overall, looking for the sweep today, and you moved another game closer to at least Seattle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What are you laughing
Mike
about?
Mike texted us a few minutes ago, and he said, a cop just checked to see what I'm doing, and I was crying because I miss my friends. So that's what he said. He said he really misses
us.
And he is getting prepared to be at a baseball game today where you're preparing for that, Kevin. So did you have a question? I'm sorry. I was so involved in Mike's really thoughtful text.
Okay. All right. So
he misses us.
The Rangers win. The offense really, really turns it on late in the game, 10-2. The game was significantly closer than that for most of the way, but they turn it on down the stretch, and you move another game closer to Seattle. I realize Houston still won, but you are closing that gap now, back by three overall and back by two against Seattle.
Look, you win that game 4-2. I'm happy. I could care less about the six runs in the eighth, though.
Couldn't.
I could not care less about the six runs in the eighth, and here's why. My reason being is that the team that you're playing gives up runs late in games.
True.
That's just the way that it happens.
That's true.
So they give
up. In case people wonder why the White Sox are so terrible.
They've lost a lot of games late in the game. Because they don't have a really good bullpen. They have decent starting pitching, but their bullpen just gives up the booty. So those six runs, that's icing on the cake in the series, and it's great to see a 10-run game because, Kevin, what does it do for Bochy and his crew? Confidence.
Yeah.
It establishes...
You talked about that with us yesterday.
I got some swings in yesterday late in the game that I put one out of the park. I got some swings in late in the game that I was able to add some more runs. It gives the team confidence, and that's what I think is going to help them continue to ascend as they're looking at the back half of the season. I think that's going to help them in the back half of the season with that part. So I really do think that that's going to be a factor in what they're doing. So, the six runs, icing on the cake, but the four runs earlier in the game, that's what matters the most right now. And keeping the opponent into those low figures as well. So do this against the White Sox. Stack up these wins so that you can actually be competitive whenever you have to play the other teams. And, you know, you're looking at the Houstons, the Seattles, and you're trying to take them down.
Now, I know you said that's what matters most. Let me ask you a quick question.
Ivaldi's outing? So no. You also mattered to me.
No. Does that mean every other thing that I bring up now will automatically be of lesser importance?
No.
Okay.
No.
Are you sure?
Because I don't know everything you're going to bring up.
But you just said it was the most important
thing. Well, you know what? Whenever new things pop up, things can change. Like, I had two kids at once, and then I had a third kid. Guess what happened?
You might have a fourth. I got it.
I had to reestablish some new trends and some new habits. So,
what time is that segment?
That's next week. That's next week.
Okay.
We get deeper into this sucker.
Okay. Because I do have some other things
right.
I'm going to pitch out to you. So internally, you can say less important. Just don't say it out loud because that will hurt my feelings. Is that fair?
Okay.
Okay. Josh Jung, as we talked about with Boach yesterday, man, Boach gave us the legit timeline, to like the actual timeline. He goes, all right, here's what's going to happen. Josh Jung is going to hit, and this is yesterday, again today at 3 o'clock, and then we'll see. But we're really close to a rehab assignment. He won't be on the initial trip with us to Toronto, but we're getting really close. He hits at 3 p.m. By the time we get to the airport at, I don't know, like, it's
they're
about 4
p.m.
Yeah, but about 4 o'clock, they announce hitting went well, still no pain. He will start his rehab assignment with Frisco tomorrow. And then the other thing that came out, and we talked with Boach about this as well, Evan Carter is about a week behind, give or take. Now, I realize that doesn't mean one can't have a setback and the other, you know. But Josh Young starting his rehab tomorrow. Evan Carter, hopefully about a week behind. When you talked about, hey, let's get those runs on the board, that's two, like, major parts of your offense.
Yeah, and listen, Josh Smith has played some exceptional third base.
He's been awesome.
At the plate, he's been a hitter that you need in your lineup, and you got to find ways to get him into your lineup whenever Josh Young comes back. Maybe Josh Young takes some DH stuff, but I think they want to get Josh Young on the field as well. But, man, the energy that Josh Young brings to the clubhouse, he's the guy that jumps out there when somebody hits a home run. He's the first dude you see when you get back to the dugout. When Adolis, who I feel might be in a place mentally right now where he's messed up, dude. I really think this.
Oh.
I would have asked Bochy this yesterday. I'm sorry I didn't, Kevin. But watching Adolis right now is not exactly... Maybe
something's off?
Maybe last night brought him out of it. Maybe he's starting to see that this team is kind of catching fire against a bad opponent. But Josh Young coming back is very important. Again, he had never played as much baseball in his career as he played last year.
Yeah.
So last year was a stretch where a young player like that could get worn out. Maybe this does benefit him late in the season because he can have a surge. He has legs under him. He has his power. And maybe with Evan Carter, same thing. You bring him in late in the season. I have some concerns about Evan Carter because there were some injury concerns earlier on, but he's still so young, and he played a lot of very important baseball late in the season last year. So maybe I really am looking forward to those guys getting back out on the field, but I want them to be at peak performance when they step out on the field for this team.
You know, I think I had this argument once with CA about Kristaps Porzingis, and I know everybody's not on the same page about this. I don't think you have to have the same kind of like injury over and over to be injury prone. Like if you miss time,
yeah,
for whatever reason, that unfortunately makes you injury prone. And I know this latest one for Josh Young, that was just a crap situation, not his fault.
It was bad luck.
Yeah, but now you've missed most of the season. As you pointed out, there were some concerns about Evan Carter going into the season and or not going into his professional career, and now when you've seen how he's had some issues with getting hurt, I do have some concerns about it, two of our young pieces right
but
there.
But, dude, I'll tell you this, man. Right now, where you are, you're on the verge of it. Corey Seager looks alive right now.
Yep, four hits yesterday.
Wyle Langford needs to wake up a little bit. Nate Lowe is doing some work for you right now. I'm really liking what he's doing. And, Kevin, if you can keep going at this pace – and then bring in two guys that can add energy to this thing, and then bring in a DeGrom. Imagine what that clubhouse is going to feel when a DeGrom walks in and says, "I'm ready to pitch, boys." This place, that clubhouse is going to be insanely excited.
And we're going to talk with Jared a little bit later about trade deadline stuff, as we're only 5 days away from the Major League Baseball trade deadline. But when you're talking about bringing in people, you also are diminishing, hopefully, the potential to send away people. Because right now, you're 11-4 in your last 15. You've won five straight. You've clearly cut a ton off of the deficit that you face in the division. So very encouraging in terms of leading into the trade deadline.
You'd love to not want to have to send people away when you've spent all this season building a camaraderie, you know,
sure,
building relationships. And then you don't have to send anybody away. And everybody's like, all right, let's go win now. Let's go do this together.
Do you ever think about that with your life? Like if you had to just send someone away? Like, I don't know, for whatever reason, but if every person had to send one person out of their life away,
who would it be?
Yeah, are you thinking of somebody already?
Carter.
Oh, that's a good question.
This Carter, not my son,
you.
Carter. Yeah, it's you, but it's okay.
Oh, my gosh.
You can handle, you'll be fine by yourself.
You couldn't pick somebody who's not in our working space right now? Yeah, don't say Tim next either,
Engel.
Or me.
Mac Engel, is that... I think that'd be all right.
Yeah, and then I'll write a column. That was the worst send-away ever. No, I'm just kidding, Mac.
And I'll read it.
I
love it.
And I'll comment on it. And yeah. I'm I'm with you on that.
Why'd I have to go with Mac? That's a weird way.
And then from the 214, at least one person, Corey, really wants to hear this segment about how you had to adjust your life when another child
came
along.
Dude, things change, man. You're playing it all differently, man. So it's very different.
What kind of thing?
There's three. Well, now it's difference in changing diapers because I have to pay attention to which way a wipe. All right? Like, that was the first thing that I noticed. So that was all different.
Because you had a girl?
Yeah, it was a girl. I didn't know that you couldn't do it that way. And I was like, all right. So was I doing it wrong with the boys the whole time? Like, maybe. Should I be wiping away from that too? I don't know.
Probably.
And then, you know, I got three. So now I got to do something different with the car. I got to move things around, play some more Tetris. So now I got to paint a room pink.
Have you figured this out yet? It feels like you're still Tetrising.
Dude. As a dad, you're always playing Tetris. You saw me yesterday. You saw me in the as we were getting ready to take off yesterday. We get to the car. I get to your car, and you're sitting there looking at your car seat, trying to figure out how to get it into the back of the car. And I was like, I got this figured out already, man. I know exactly what to do. We'll move these here, move these there, play some Tetris. It was easy.
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Still think that's something we can explore more.
More
at some
Tetris
point. Coming up next. We will talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnuolo, right here on 105 Through the Fan.
And here a swing and a line drive into center. Robert coming on, but it falls for the base hit. Adolis around third. Here comes the throw. He scores standing up. Lowe now moves to second as the ball gets away from Robinson, and the Rangers take a 3-2 lead.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live in Oxnard for Dallas Cowboys training camp. By the way, I don't know, they'll probably be up shortly. We've already filmed some of our confessional videos brought to you Best Buy Windows and Siding. And Corey said one of them was essentially like a pregame. And the other one was the real introductory to camp video. So
yeah.
I'm looking forward to how we decide to divide that up.
Check out the Instagrams and the Twitters and the Facebooks and the Snapchats and all the social medias that we have. We have Snapchat, Carter? Yes? No? Working on Snapchat so that we can...
In the meanwhile, can we give people your personal Snapchat?
Yeah,
and they can just chat with you back and forth? He doesn't know what his personal Snapchat
yeah,
is.
He's like, I don't want all that.
All right, we talked about...
He'll be overwhelmed with suggestions.
We talked about the Ranger. We talked about the Cowboys in the first couple of segments. Let's talk about those Texas Rangers. They win again. Don't worry about the fact that Chicago's lost 10 in a row. They win again. That's three straight over the White Sox, four straight overall, looking for the sweep today, and you moved another game closer to at least Seattle.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What are you laughing
Mike
about?
Mike texted us a few minutes ago, and he said, a cop just checked to see what I'm doing, and I was crying because I miss my friends. So that's what he said. He said he really misses
us.
And he is getting prepared to be at a baseball game today where you're preparing for that, Kevin. So did you have a question? I'm sorry. I was so involved in Mike's really thoughtful text.
Okay. All right. So
he misses us.
The Rangers win. The offense really, really turns it on late in the game, 10-2. The game was significantly closer than that for most of the way, but they turn it on down the stretch, and you move another game closer to Seattle. I realize Houston still won, but you are closing that gap. Now, back by three overall and back by two against Seattle.
Look, you win that game 4-2. I'm happy. I could care less about the six runs in the eighth, though.
Couldn't.
I could not care less about the six runs in the eighth, and here's why. My reason being is that the team that you're playing gives up runs late in games.
True.
That's just the way that it happens.
That's true.
So they give
up. In case people wonder why the White Sox are so terrible.
They've lost a lot of games late in the game. Because they don't have a really good bullpen. They have decent starting pitching, but their bullpen just gives up the booty. So those six runs, that's icing on the cake in the series, and it's great to see a 10-run game because, Kevin, what does it do for Bochy and his crew? Confidence.
Yeah.
It establishes...
You talked about that with us yesterday.
I got some swings in yesterday late in the game that I put one out of the park. I got some swings in late in the game that I was able to add some more runs. It gives the team confidence, and that's what I think is going to help them continue to ascend as they're looking at the back half of the season. I think that's going to help them in the back half of the season with that part. So I really do think that that's going to be a factor in what they're doing. So, I again, the six runs, icing on the cake, but the four runs earlier in the game, that's what matters the most right now. And keeping the opponent into those low figures as well. So do this against the White Sox. Stack up these wins so that you can actually be competitive whenever you have to play the other teams. And, you know, you're looking at the Houstons, the Seattles, and you're trying to take them down.
Now, I know you said that's what matters most. Let me ask you a quick question.
Ivaldi's outing, so you also matter to me.
No. Does that mean every other thing that I bring up now will automatically be of lesser importance?
No.
Okay.
No.
Are you sure?
Because I don't know everything you're going to bring up.
But you just said it was the most important thing.
Well, you know what? Whenever new things pop up, things can change. Like, I had two kids at once, and then I had a third kid. Guess what happened?
You might have a fourth. I got it.
I had to reestablish some new trends and some new habits. So,
what time is that segment?
That's next week.
What?
That's next week.
Okay,
we'll get deeper into this sucker.
Okay, because some other. Okay, I do have some other things I'm going to pitch out to you. So, internally, you can say less important. Just don't say it out loud because that will hurt my feelings. Is that fair?
Okay.
Josh Jung. As we talked about with Boach yesterday, man, Boach gave us the legit timeline, to like the actual timeline. He goes, all right, here's what's going to happen. Josh Jung is going to hit, and this is yesterday, again today at 3 o'clock, and then we'll see. But we're really close to a rehab assignment. He won't be on the initial trip with us to Toronto, but we're getting really close. He hits at 3 p.m. By the time we get to the airport at, I don't know, like, it's
they're
about
3 p.m.
Yeah, but about 4 o'clock, they announce hitting went well, still no pain. He will start his rehab assignment with Frisco tomorrow. And then the other thing that came out, and we talked with Boach about this as well, Evan Carter is about a week behind, give or take. Now, I realize that doesn't mean one can't have a setback and the other, you know, but Josh Jung starting his rehab tomorrow. Evan Carter, hopefully about a week behind. When you talked about, hey, let's get those runs on the board, that's two like major parts of your offense.
Yeah, and listen, Josh Smith has played some exceptional third base.
He's been awesome.
At the plate, he's been a hitter that you need in your lineup, and you got to find ways to get him into your lineup whenever Josh Jung comes back. Maybe Josh Jung takes some DH stuff, but I think they want to get Josh Jung on the field as well. But, man, the energy that Josh Jung brings to the clubhouse, he's the guy that jumps out there when somebody hits a home run. He's the first dude you see when you get back to the dugout. When Adolis, who I feel might be in a place mentally right now where he's messed up, dude. I really think this.
Oh.
I would have asked Boachy this yesterday. I'm sorry I didn't, Kevin. But watching Adolis right now is not exactly maybe
yes, something's off.
Maybe last night brought him out of it. Maybe he's starting to see that this team is kind of catching fire against a bad opponent. But Josh Jung coming back is very important. Again, he had never played as much baseball in his career as he played last year.
Yeah.
So last year was a stretch where a young player like that could get worn out. Maybe this does benefit him late in the season because he can have a surge. He has legs under him. He has his power. And maybe with Evan Carter, same thing. You bring him in late in the season. I have some concerns about Evan Carter because there were some injury concerns earlier on, but he's still so young, and he played a lot of very important baseball late in the season last year. So maybe I really am looking forward to those guys getting back out on the field, but I want them to be at peak performance when they step out on the field for this team.
You know, I think I had this argument once with CA about Kristaps Porzingis, and I know everybody's not on the same page about this. I don't think you have to have the same kind of like injury over and over to be injury prone. Like if you miss time for whatever reason, that unfortunately makes you injury prone. And I know this latest one for Josh Jung, that was just a crap situation. Not his fault.
It was bad luck.
Yeah, but now you've missed most of the season. As you pointed out, there were some concerns about Evan Carter going into the season professional career, and now when you've seen how he's had some issues with getting hurt, I do have some concerns about it, two of our young pieces right
but
there.
Dude, I'll tell you this, man, right now where you are, you're on the verge of it. Corey Seager looks alive right now.
He had four hits yesterday.
Wyatt Langford needs to wake up a little bit. Nate Lowe is doing some work for you right now. I'm really liking what he's doing. And Kevin, when you if you can stay keep going at this pace and then bring in two guys that can add energy to this thing and then bring in a DeGrom, imagine what that clubhouse is going to feel when a DeGrom walks in and says, "I'm ready to pitch, boys." This place, that clubhouse is going to be insanely excited.
And we're going to talk with Jared a little bit later about trade deadline stuff as we're only 5 days away from the Major League Baseball trade deadline. But when you're talking about bringing in people, you also are diminishing, hopefully, the potential to send away people. Because right now, you're 11-4 in your last 15. You've won 5 straight. You've clearly cut a ton off of the deficit that you face in the division. So very encouraging in terms of leading into the trade
deadline.
You'd
love to not want to have to send people away when you've spent all this season building a camaraderie, you know, building relationships, and then you don't have to send anybody away, and everybody's like, all right, let's go win now. Let's go do this together.
Do you ever think about that with your life? Like if you had to just send someone away? Like, I don't know, for whatever reason, but if every person had to send one person out of their life away,
who would it be?
Yeah, are you thinking of somebody already?
Carter.
Oh, that's a good question.
This Carter, not my son
you.
Carter. Yeah, it's you, but it's okay.
Oh, my gosh.
You can handle, you'll be fine by yourself.
You couldn't pick somebody who's not in our working
DJ.
Space right
oh,
now? Yeah, don't say Tim next
Mac
either
Engel.
Or me.
Mac Engel, is that... I think that'd be all right.
Yeah, and then I'll write a column. That was the worst send-away ever. No, I'm just kidding, Mac.
And I'll read it.
I know.
I love it.
And I'll comment on it. And yeah. I'm with you on that.
Why'd I have to go with Mac? That's a weird way.
And then from the 214, at least one person, Corey, really wants to hear that segment about how you had to adjust your life when another child
Dude,
came
Dude, things
along.
Change, man. You're playing it all differently, man. So it's very
what do you
different.
Mean? What kind of thing?
There's three... Well, now it's difference in changing diapers because I have to pay attention to which way a wipe. All right. Like that was the first thing that I noticed. So that was all different.
Because you had a girl?
Yeah, it was a girl. I didn't know that you couldn't do it that way. And I was like, all right. So was I doing it wrong with the boys the whole time? Like, maybe. Should I be wiping away from that too? I don't know.
Probably.
And then, you know, I got three. So now I got to do something different with the car. I got to move things around, play some more Tetris. So now I got to paint a room pink.
Have you figured this out yet? It feels like you're still Tetrising.
Dude, as a dad, you're always playing Tetris. You saw me yesterday. You saw me in the as we were getting ready to take off yesterday. We get to the car. I get to your car, and you're sitting there looking at your car seat, trying to figure out how to get it into the back of the car. And I was like, I got this figured out already, man. I know exactly what to do. We'll move these here, move these there, play some Tetris. It was easy.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Still think that's something we can explore more.
More
at some
Tetris.
Point. Coming up next, we will talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola, right here on 105.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.